Welcome to American Mosaic. From VOA Learning English, I'm June Sims. Today on the show, a little history of one of the most popular pieces of clothing in America. Then, some music to go along with it. But first, we go to New York City to check out a new off-Broadway play. Kung Fu is the name of a new play about America's most famous martial artist, the late actor Bruce Lee. Playwright David Henry Wong centered his work on Lee's young adulthood. Marcia James tells us more about the play at the Signature Theater.
Bruce Lee became an actor as a young child. He also studied dance and the Chinese fighting style, Kung Fu, while growing up in Hong Kong. He was an expert in both by his teen years. At that time, he returned to the United States, the country of his birth. Lee worked as a dance and kung fu teacher in Seattle, Washington, during college. Playwright David Henry Wong represents that period of Bruce Lee's life in his play, Kung Fu. Mr. Wong says he first tried to write the play as a musical, but he says dance pieces worked better than songs in the story.
It's got 17 dance numbers, a lot of fighting, and this is something that really I don't think has been done before, at least in America, which is to create what I'm calling a dancical, a show which is a combination of drama and dance.
Mr. Wong is best known for his plays M. Butterfly and Golden Child. Like those works, Kung Fu is concerned with questions of Asian American identity and prejudice. As a young actor in Hollywood, Bruce Lee found himself offered only small, racially predictable parts. Wong represents these experiences in a scene where Lee talks to a television producer. The producer wants him to play Kato in the superhero series The Green Hornet.
Every time I see that bowing, scraping Chinaman with that long pigtail, I want to smash the TV.
I agree. The way Oriental people are portrayed by Hollywood, villains, enemy soldiers, comic relief, it makes me sick. In my project, you would play a completely different kind of character.
The hero.
Well, he works with the hero. And he's a hero too.
Kato, of course, was not the hero, but the assistant to the hero, the Green Hornet. Kato is a martial artist in the series and the part made Lee famous in the U.S. and Hong Kong. But David Henry Wong says Bruce Lee still did not receive offers for lead actor roles.
As talented and as amazing as he was, wasn't able to break the glass ceiling in American entertainment. And a lot of the second act of the play is about his struggles trying to get work as an actor in America. And at the end of the show, he finally realizes that it's not going to happen for him in America, and he decides to go back to Hong Kong, where he will eventually make the pictures that establish him as the star that we know today.
The play ends before Lee gains stardom in the martial arts action movies that he filmed in Hong Kong in 1971 and 1972. Bruce Lee died of a brain swelling the following year at the age of 32. His first big Hollywood film, Enter the Dragon, was released a short time after. Some critics say Kung Fu is not an exciting drama, but almost all have praised its dance sequences.
Blue jean, I just met a girl named Blue Jean. Blue jean, she got a camouflage face on her mind.
What defines American clothing or fashion? Can you think of a piece of clothing that is inseparably linked to American culture? There is a good chance your answer would be blue jeans. Many listeners have written to ask about the history of these well-loved pants. So, today we will give it a try. Levi Strauss did not invent jeans, but he is considered the first person to make and sell great numbers of them. He was born in Bavaria, an area that today is part of Germany. In 1847, he and his family immigrated to the United States. Levi Strauss opened a small dry goods store, first in New York, then in San Francisco, California. Among the products he sold were jeans. These pants were especially useful for miners in California. They needed clothing made from a strong material. Jeans are usually made from a heavy cotton cloth called denim. Levi Strauss partnered with a clothing maker named Jacob Davis. Davis had invented a process for making rivets for jeans. These little metal connectors helped hold the pieces of cloth together to make the jeans stronger. In 1873, the government gave Strauss and Davis a patent for their invention. That meant no one else could legally copy it without their permission. They began producing what they called copper riveted waist overalls. In 1928, the Levi Strauss Company registered the word Levi's as a trademark for their product. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington has one of the oldest known pairs of Levi's. Writer James Sullivan published a book called Jeans, A Cultural History of an American Icon. In it, he says jeans represent two American values, creativity and rebellion. Cowboys wore jeans in the old Wild West. In the 1950s, people saw famous Hollywood actors like James Dean and Marlon Brando wearing jeans in movies. Today, jeans still come in blue, but also lots of other colors. They can also differ widely in price. You might find jeans for $15 in an American discount store. However, they can also sell for thousands of dollars a pair. Some people like to buy jeans that look fresh and new. Others like to buy new jeans that are torn and look old. What kind of jeans do you like? Let us know. Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans.
That is the famous 1979 song Forever in Blue Jeans, from American singer-songwriter Neil Diamond. It was a top 20 single on Billboard music charts back then and is still popular today. There are lots of other songs about blue jeans. Christopher Cruz plays a few of them for us.
Blue jean, baby, with your big blue eyes. Don't want you looking at other guys. Got to make you give me one more chance. I can't keep still, so baby, let's dance. Well, the blue jean bop is the bop for me. Well, it's a bop, it's a dungaree. You dip your hip, free your knee. Squeal on your heel, baby, one, two, three. Well, the blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop. Blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop. Baby, won't you bop a jean? Bop, yeah, bop.
Early rock and roller Gene Vincent released Blue Jean Bop in 1956. The energetic song includes a line with the word dungaree. That is another way of saying blue jeans. It is an old Hindi word meaning coarse calico or denim. The word came from the name of a village in what is now Mumbai.
Looking good, plenty time.
That is Ginuwine with In Those Jeans from his 2003 album, The Senior. The song is all about how good a pair of jeans look on a girl. In fact, so good, it might be painful. He sings, make a thug want to cry something terrible.
You want these jeans, girl, you want these jeans, and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what those jeans do to me, make me wanna get down on one knee. You've got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Come on,
jeans, looking good, plenty tight, in there all.
Years ago, singer-songwriter Lana Del Rey released a sexy song called Blue Jeans. She performed the song on the television show Saturday Night Live. Many media experts sharply criticized her performance and questioned her ability to sing, but she received good reviews in later performances. We leave you with Lana Del Rey and Blue Jeans.
Blue jeans, white shirt. Walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like James Dean, for sure. You're so fresh to death and sick as cancer. You're so punk rock, I grew up on hip hop. You fit me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is me.
June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.